Hey guys, how's it going? This is Roberto Doner back again with a review on Ammy West. This is my second annual one with Ammy West 2013. I did one, and Ammy West 2014. I'm going to do another. Now, I didn't go to Ammy West this year. I wanted to, but once again, another family member wound up in the hospital, and unfortunately, I was not able to go, which blew. And I really, really wanted to go. But, didn't happen. So, second year, family members in hospital. Is that the Amiga curse, or is it just coincidence? I'll let you guys figure that out. All right. So, with that going, all I have to go on by streaming and by coverage from Epsilon's blog, which was awesomely detailed. Epsilon, thank you very much. And I saw the stream, and they had a few problems with the stream. And but Epsilon, it's Amiga. Excuse me. AmigaX1000.blogspot.com. is where Epsilon's blog is. So go check that out for, a great bit of detail about the show. As for the streaming part, Robert, what is his last name? I'm drawing a blank here. Robert, what is your last name? Robert Bernardo. Apparently taped the presentations, and they'll be online soon from his on his YouTube site. Bill Borsari, I don't know what you can call Bill. What can you call Bill? Let's see. He was just in charge of all the affairs. He did a good job. Bill always does a great job. He's fantastic at setting up shows. And making sure the stream is up. But he did good. So, and he did the presentation on Amiga Games, which is actually one of my favorite presentations. So, Bill Borsari, great job. And this year they had something a little odd. There's this little girl bouncing around and blah, 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 and, you know, which was, that was fine. I mean, you know. I think that was Bill's daughter who was doing that, but she was okay. She was funny, especially when I told her to go get an X5000 and bring it in front of the camera. Her response was classic. I like that, but you know. But Bill, you have a great kid, and I'm pretty sure you're going to train her to be an Amigan. So. Good. All right. let's see. So Trevor Dickinson, his presentation entailed a video on Ammy Store. He also talked about the Zorro board, with the first commercially available Zorro board, which for the for X1000 users. As a desktop user, you probably wouldn't find it very interesting. As a technology systems engineer person, you'll find it interesting. But, hey, Trevor's delivering stuff, and there's nothing wrong with that. Trevor is one of those people. He's a doer, and that's the way you should do it. Win, lose, or fall. Trevor's got Amiga's back, and that's what's important. I always make a joke to people that Trevor, if the Amiga scene was like to completely die, Trevor would be the last one to go. And that's the case. Okay. If like Hyperion went bankrupt and nobody else cared about it, they couldn't develop the OS anymore, Trevor would still be there. Investing $1.2 million in hardware just to make sure that Amigans are not left out in the dark. That's Trevor. But he did a great presentation on Aeon's part. Stephen Sully this year, he did, his part was actually less mechanical than it was in 2013. 2013, he was very mechanical sounding, and it was like he didn't study up for the presentation. He didn't get his words going the way he wanted them to, and he actually sounded, in Amy West 2013, he sounded like a blathering idiot. Okay? 2014, much, much, much better. Alright? I don't have any problems with Stephen Sully, okay? So, everybody who thinks I hate the man, I really don't hate the man. Okay? I think for what he, as a software engineer, I'm pretty sure he's good at his job. He's done it for many years. And as the lead cat herder, as he calls it, for Amiga OS, I don't know. I don't work with him on that front. I think there's a lot of things that he gets lied to about on that front, on that part of it. And I'm pretty sure that, you know, he's not in the know of a lot of things, but a lot of it's not his fault. A lot of people like to blame Steven, and it's not Steven's fault. Steven does not own Hyperion, okay? He doesn't even run Hyperion, but he carries a lot of blame because I think he's the public face of Hyperion, and I think that's why he does that. But he does the best, I'm convinced Stephen Sully does the best job he can do with what he has to work with, and he tries as hard as he can, so, you know, I give Stephen Sully a lot of pass on that, even when he argues with me about bowling balls and shit. Okay, LD Stevens, I loved LD's presentation in 2013 on PowerPC. It was one of the best presentations of the show. Actually, it was the only good presentation at that show, beside Bill Borsari's Amiga Games. But LD Stevens, always spot on. He did the review of new features in Amiga OS 4.1 Final Edition. Let me go ahead and give some advice here, okay, guys? Don't ever call your product Final Edition. It's the kiss of death, okay? But, if it is to be Amiga OS's Final Edition, it looks like you guys did a decent enough job of getting enough features in there to where it would be well worth it. Is it worth the $29.99 upgrade? And I think that's in pounds, actually, but I'm not certain. Somebody correct me if it's not. But is it worth it? Yeah, it would be, I think. Or maybe not. It's up to the users to decide. I wouldn't pay for it. That's just me. But, you know, I'm not a full-time Amiga user. I have my SAM 460, and I like it, and it does what I need it to do. And with a situation like that, with a system like that, I just don't see a reason to upgrade. No reason at all to upgrade. But, because I don't use it that much. But the SAM, they did have a, they do have a new board. It's a cost-reduced board. SAM460CR. And that looks like a good entry-level machine into PowerPC Linux. So, buy the board, throw Ubuntu on it, and you'll be fine. If you want to use it to run Amiga OS, you can too. Alright. But it looks like it's definitely going to be a good board. Another thing that happened was that Aeon acquired AmigaWorld.net. Now, as not having a second day to think about that, I think it was just as horrible an idea on the first day as it is on the second day. It was a horrible idea to sell to that, to sell to a company. Okay? But Trevor bought it, is what we got to work with, so we'll just have to see how it goes. But the problem is, when you get a corporate sponsor behind a website like that, AmigaWorld.net, a lot of people thought that AmigaWorld.net, that's a good site, that you could actually go there and talk Amiga. Now, if it's, is it going to turn into another PR platform for Aeon? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But I think it's a horrible idea. I don't think it should have been done. I don't think it should have been sold to Aeon. But Trevor Dickinson personally, as Trevor to run it as a personal site, or Matthew Lehman to run it as a personal site, it probably would have been fine. But for Aeon as a corporation to buy it, bad idea. Worst fucking idea in the world. But it's, well, like I said, it's what we got to live with, and I wish them the best of luck with it. All right. So, the problem with the Emmy West this year, 2014, was that a lot of it got drowned out by what was happening in the forums and the IRC and on that other website. Whatever it's called. Cyber Bunny or whatever the fuck it's called. It got drowned out a lot by what was going on those sites. But, you know, I'm here to grade the presentation and the event, not on its content. Okay? So, with that being said, Emmy West 2014 was definitely put into what it was definitely put in a way. It was better organized. The speakers were better at what they were doing. Okay? Even Epsilon, you could tell Epsilon was a little nervous during his presentation, but it's probably because he's not used to probably giving a presentation like that. He was still good, though. So the presentations were a little bit more relaxed. They were less mechanical, like a Stephen Soley's presentation, and it was much more fluid. And the way they positioned the show was the way a show should be positioned, and they did an overall good job. So Emmy West 2013, I gave a grade of D. In Emmy West 2014, I'd give it a B-. Okay, and that's definitely an evolution compared. But like I said, there were several factors that led me to that conclusion. Like I said, if you look at it as what it is, okay, a good retro show, for, like I said, for like-minded people to go in there and discuss the technology and see what interesting things people are doing in your hobby, it's great. Okay. And people hate it when I call it a hobby OS, but that's what it is. Okay. But it was great. Now, one of the things I'm going to go ahead and talk about, because I'm only 12 minutes in, or 13 minutes in, let me go ahead and talk about something else here. Okay. Amiga OS as a platform, will it survive? In its current hobbyist form, it will. Okay? As a desktop, as a mainstream desktop platform, no way. No way in hell. Alright? And there are several reasons for that. First of all, it's 32-bit. Alright? 32-bit's going away. Even PowerPC, they've gotten rid of 32-bit. They got Power 64 now. But, okay, it's a 32-bit platform. And I'm sure some people, that's fine for them. Another thing is that people like to be able to go into Walmart, Best Buy, CVS, Fry's, Newegg. They like to be able to just buy something off the shelf. These cheap little network adapters, these cheap wireless keyboards and mice, and they like to plug them in and be able to turn them on, and they work right out of box. With Amiga OS, you don't have that. You don't have that at all. Now, okay, this is, as a mainstream desktop platform, it will fail like this. Okay, it will ultimately fail. This is in the mainframe market. Okay, in the mainframe market, these people spent millions of dollars on a machine, and you can tell them which wireless keyboard and mouse to run. It will work with this platform. This will work, this will work, this will work. Stick within these guidelines and it will, and your experience will be awesome. In the desktop market, you can't do that. You gotta support strange people doing strange things with their desktops. And I have seen some people do some strange shit with desktops. Okay, so that's what you got to support, the desktop market. On the frame, on the mainframe market, you don't have that. Okay, it's consistency across the board, and I think it's funny. You can dictate; those people can dictate what hardware you buy, but in the world of desktop computing, not so much. And they want to go to Fry's, buy a cheap webcam, plug it in. They want to Skype. They want to be able to do Google Hangouts. And unfortunately, with the Amiga OS, it's not possible. Okay. Now, LibreOffice has been promised, and according to the show, there's been a lot of progress made on it. There's one application package that they have to upgrade in order to debug it properly. I think it was GDB, if I'm not mistaken. They've got to upgrade it in order to get it to run properly. So, but, you know, Andy Broad, during his presentation, you know, he says he uses his Amiga for his profession and things that he does, and that's good. And that's great for Andy. But I'm not talking about just Andy. I'm talking about the average user, average desktop market. Amiga's not there, and this probably will never be there again, which makes what Stephen Soley, Trevor Dickinson do, and that is create a hobbyist platform. And that is where it starts, that's where it ends. Okay? Now, if the Amiga was to find a niche market with which to go ahead and be able to implant itself in, and to where people could do that application on that platform and do it best of breed, you might see a slope, you might see a pickup of adoption, you might see a little, might be able to see a little bit more. Personally, I think they should get in bed with NewTek again and see what NewTek can do for them. But with Ben Hermans in control of Hyperion, that's never going to happen. And Ben Hermans loves to kill deals. And so, we'll have to see. But if they happen to do a 2015 show, I'm hoping I will be there. Knock on wood. That I'm in good health and everybody else is in good health and I'll be able to go. Otherwise, like I said, decent show, decent job. That was fun, and we'll see if in 2015 more people bring more of their kids. But great job, guys. And if you guys need more information on the Amiga OS 4.1 Final Edition, you can go to Hyperion's website, www.hyperion-entertainment.biz. All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good night. And as for AMI West 2014, the show is over. And we will hopefully see you guys at AMI West 2015. Good night.